know you came here to say. If you a freak, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Gibbs! What's up, bro?
Dude, it's Golf League Wednesday.
Golf League Wednesday for Gibbs. Mailbag Wednesday. Mailbag Wednesday for Browns Daily. So tweet your questions to at Nathan Zagura, at BGSU Gibbs, at Browns underscore daily. Nathan Zagura and Jason Gibbs here with you for the next couple of hours on a fairly loaded offseason edition, I would say, of Cleveland Browns Daily. Yesterday we decided we were all in agreement. Russell Wilson, not a top 10 quarterback, so I want to thank everybody for that. Today, NBA free agency starts. Absurd contracts are already being handed out.
Just ridiculous.
Are you worried about Kevin Love? Will he be back? I'm not worried. Are you worried?
No.
I'm not
was.
Worried.
Last week at this time, I said he wasn't coming back.
Why?
I just didn't think he was. I thought it was a case of he did not want to be the third option on this on a basketball team. Second option, fine, but to be the third option, I didn't think he was interested in that. So I had some serious doubts, and I mean I still have doubts. But it looks more and more like he will be coming back to the Cavaliers, and why not when someone's offering you reportedly 5 years and 110 mil?
Yeah, why not? I think he will take that. I think that he'll be back. I'm not worried about it. And you asked a question in our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. Why is NBA free agency so different from NFL free agency? Why can't they both be the same? What do you mean by that, Gibbs?
NFL free agency, it starts at 4 o'clock. On a weekday.
Okay.
And away you go. It's sign and go. You know, you know who's opted in, who's not, who's opted out. NBA, it's just like, okay, well, now I've got to take visits. And NBA, they're all about drawing it out as long as possible. And the whole declaring for free agency and who's unrestricted and who's restricted. And it goes back to like draft night last week. Like in the NFL draft, trades happen right away. And the commissioner goes to the podium and he's like, the Browns have traded with the Cowboys. The Browns are now on the clock. And that doesn't happen. In the NBA, the trades don't get announced until, you know, till the calendar year starts for the NBA.
Right.
And I feel like it should just start. Like the deadline.
So you want the NBA to be more like the NFL yourself?
Yes, 100%. Gotcha. It's hard to follow. It's like, well, if this guy, you know, the whole Larry Bird right thing, and who gets this and who gets that and who's entitled. While they're both restricted free agents, this guy's more entitled to this than this guy. And I'm just like, are you restricted or are you unrestricted? And let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's sign
the
contract.
It doesn't seem like deals get done, though, right away. There's already been a bunch of deals today.
I'm a little surprised. Because in the NBA, that's usually not the case. I think a lot of deals normally take a little while. I don't expect LeBron and K Love to get done anytime soon.
They're not going anywhere.
I know LeBron's not going anywhere, but I don't know K Love's going. I think K Love is coming back a lot. I think that a lot more now than I did last week at this time.
Yeah,
but. I still, you know, you get wined and dined by the Lakers or the Celtics. It has the ability to change your mind.
Interesting. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he wants to be here. I think he wants to win. I think he wants to come in. The funny thing is, I got a tweet that said, stop, you're making me miss Andrew Wiggins more and more. I wonder if Andrew Wiggins, you know, I wonder how that would have all played out ultimately
that
for this team.
That was my big fear about trading for Kevin Love.
I agree. I agree.
But then I got over it because I realized, all right, we got to just win now. So giving up the future to win now, please. Okay, let's do that.
Some other interesting stuff today, and hopefully we're going to get the kid to call in around 1:30. Jim Harbaugh gave one of the most bizarre interviews ever with Colin Cowherd today. We're going to hear – do we have the whole thing, or are we going to hear just clips of it?
I have the whole thing if you want it.
How long is it?
It's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we should play the whole thing because it's just – it's strange, and it is the talk of Twitter, so we'll hear that. We'll talk about that as well. He certainly – and some people are wondering if it was a strategy to get buzz. Even the kid said, I don't know what his angle is with this, but it was bizarre. We'll hear that around 1:30 today. We're beginning our first of the previews. We're going each day, one of the opponents for the Browns, starting with their preseason opponent, game one, the Washington Redskins. So we will have John Keim with us, ESPN reporter who covers the Skins. He will join us today around 2 o'clock. We'll do an after further review on the Washington Redskins at 2:15. And then we'll have Alex Marvez from Fox Sports. He will be with us kind of breaking down the Browns offseason and all the latest big stories around the National Football League. So very much a loaded second hour. We've got the mailbag in the first hour, so get your mailbag questions in. We've already gotten a couple questions coming in on Twitter, so keep those coming to at Nathan Zagura, at BGSU Gibbs, and of course at Browns underscore daily, and we will get to those, obviously, as quickly as we can when it comes time for the mailbag. Josh McCown appearing today. NFL.com released a list of the six players most likely to disappoint in 2015. And what I found to be so interesting about that is that Josh McCown made that list, which begs the questions, what in the world are the expectations for Josh McCown that he could so greatly fall short of? Do you know what I mean? Like, the list starts with Jeremy Maclin, Chiefs receiver. I think that's a great one. The Chiefs didn't have a receiver score a touchdown. Macklin's coming after a career high with 1,318 yards receiving in Philly. I think he's going to disappoint. Matt Cassel, again, what in the world are the expectations for Matt Cassel? Who cares? Byron Maxwell, I see that. He was in Seattle, highly paid guy who's going to come to Philadelphia. Is he going to live up to it? Darren McFadden, big name, injury prone. Does he live up to it? Nick Foles, that's another good one. You could have put Sam Bradford on that list. But what in the world are you expecting? How lofty are the expectations for Josh McCown that he could disappoint? I'm hoping Josh McCown can play competent quarterback. I have not come on here and said, as good as I think he has looked and as better as he's looked than what I've seen here in the past, am I saying Josh McCown's a top 16 quarterback in the league? Absolutely not. So how lofty are the expectations for him that he could be considered one of the six guys most likely to fall short of expectations? What does that mean? He just doesn't start any games?
It's a great question. The amount of I don't want to call it hate for him, but the amount of people that just don't buy in or believe that this guy can be the difference maker. And I'll tell you right now, I was one of those guys when they signed him. I'm like, this guy, look, but you look at his record, and I'm like, oh, my God, what are we doing? I was one of those guys. But then you saw him perform in OTAs and minicamp, and you heard him, and you know, if you're a fan and you follow the team and you listen to what he has to say, listen, not hear, but listen what he has to say, he knows he's a stopgap. But he also knows that with the right things around him, he can be successful. He didn't have an offensive line in Tampa. I'm fairly confident he – did he have the same type of running game?
No, they didn't have a good running game. They did not have a good offensive line. Yeah. They had a guy who was not in any way, shape, or form qualified to be calling plays in the National Football League. So it was a bad situation. I would actually put Josh McCown, because to me the expectations for him nationally, and you could even say in this city, are not great. So I would think he's somebody who I would expect to exceed expectations rather than fall short of them, because it just doesn't seem to me like the expectations are that high.
I'm right there with you. I mean, people think Johnny Manziel or whoever the backup quarterback is going to be the starting quarterback in this team 5-6 games into this season.
Right.
I've already heard it. I don't subscribe to it. I don't buy it. I think he's being put in a position where he can't hurt you. He can't make mistakes. You know, he's not expected to be the man. You know, you got plenty of other things. You have a defense. You have a strong running game. It's everything we said yesterday about Russell Wilson and why we don't think he's a top, one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got an amazing defense. He's got maybe one of the top five running backs in the National Football League, if not the top running back now in the National Football League. He's got a great offensive line. He's got weapons. That's what the Browns have done. And I don't – people are just like, well, he's going to fail. In this NFL article today, he's in line to be one of the five disappointments this year in the NFL. Well, what are – you're right. What are the expectations? Why are we putting these expectations on this guy when – we're not
and no offense.
The expectations aren't that much to begin with.
No offense to Josh McCown, but you'd think the six guys most likely at this point in the NFL should all be marquee names who are going to have bad seasons.
Yep.
You know, DeMarco Murray is not going to lead the league in rushing after going to Philadelphia. That would be one that you could put on there. You know, does Brandon Marshall with the Jets live up to what you expect out of Brandon Marshall? You know, those are the likely to disappoints to me. Come on, Josh McCown? I mean, I just think that's just it's a strange choice to me. And I would also argue that this isn't me being a Browns homer. Matt Cassel is the Bills quarterback is a strange choice to me as well. What are the expectations for these guys? To be a disappointment, if you're expected to be a four and you turn out to be or a six and you turn out to be a four, big deal. It's the guys that are supposed to be tens that turn out to be fours. That's when you're a disappointment.
I'm looking at the entire list here. So
Macklin makes the most. Macklin to me is the one that makes the most sense out of basically out of that entire list.
Yeah, because who's throwing the football to him? Alex.
Well, Alex Smith. But I mean, that's just not an offense that features the wide receivers whatsoever.
Exactly. And you look at the guys that didn't get in. You know, no, none of them got into the end zone last year. Cassel, I don't know how you can say that because right now we don't know if he's even going to be the starting quarterback.
Right.
Like, how can you say Matt Cassel is going to disappoint when he's not even the starter yet? Byron Maxwell, Eagles DB.
Yeah, that's a good one. High price free agent, leaving a very good system and coming where he's going to be on an island.
Yeah. Darren McFadden, the Cowboys running back.
That's a fine one too. Big name going to the you know, where DeMarco Murray was just the leading rusher in the NFL.
He had McCown number two.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And he had Nick Foles number
one. That's a fair one too. So Nick Foles leaves Chip Kelly. Now he's in St. Louis. What can he do there? That makes sense to me. But I would rather Matt Cassel totally out of place on there. I mean, McFadden at this point I think is even out of place in there. How many times do you have to be disappointed by Darren McFadden before you realize you shouldn't be? Get your hopes up for him.
Yeah. That sounds like a struggle in the middle of July to write an article.
I would agree. Now, one story that I certainly want to hear from the kid on, I don't know if you heard this. This is just a quick aside, and we'll get into the regularly scheduled programming as well. Apparently, Tiger Woods had a fling with Jason Duffner's wife, Amanda Duffner.
Oh, is that why they're getting
apparently, this is according to the National Enquirer, by the way. They report that Woods, who recently broke up with Lindsey Vonn, flew Amanda to Seattle for the U.S. Open practice. I want to see a Duffner-Tiger Woods pairing in the British Open.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal.
How can we make this happen?
Oh, that's right. Okay, definitely not being the creepy guy, but looking at the photo. Like, I remember this. When he was winning and making some runs, like, he had definitely married up.
This is an Ohio guy, Duffner. Fine
I love
man.
The Duff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had married up. You know, Duff's not the, you know, he's not the greatest looking
personality
guy.
Is what matters, Gibbs.
Yeah. Okay. I would tend to agree because, God, that's the only reason why I'm dating. But
you have many attributes.
Yeah. But, many I mean, attributes. Like, she's hot. No way. She and Tiger Woods?
Tiger's back. Look out.
Yes.
Look out, folks. Maybe look right. out. Tiger is back on the prowl, apparently. Clay Travis said, good news. Perkins Waitresses, Tiger Woods is back out there in the mix. Tiger.
I
don't
like
know what's going to happen.
I like it.
Congratulations, by the way, to the U.S. Women's National Team.
That was a good game last night.
A great game last night.
Yeah. No, it. You know, the penalty kick first that the U.S. stopped.
And yeah, then, it was huge.
And then they get the penalty kick, and then they score in the 85th minute to ice it. It was a good game, man. Everybody's into the Women's World Cup all of a sudden.
It's because it's fun. The U.S. and the U.S. is winning. That always helps in this country. Yeah. When they're winning, that brings it along. All right, 216-578-0850. Do you think Josh McCown is in line to disappoint, play to expectations, exceed expectations? Let us know, 216-578-0850. I just think it's an unfair thing to say he's going to disappoint. I don't think the expectations for anybody, even me, who's the most positive guy in the world, are all that high for Josh McCown. So call us up, 216-578-0850. Tweet the show. Get your mailbag questions in at Browns_daily, at BGSU Gibbs, at Nathan Zagura. Still to come, we're going to hear Jim Harbaugh on the herd today. Hopefully we'll hear from the kid on that one. We got Mailbag Wednesday. John Keim, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Redskins. As we do our Redskins preview, we've got a Friday forecast on Wednesday for the Redskins. Alex Marvez from Fox Sports 1 and more. Loaded show. Call us up, 216-578-0850. Zagura and Gibbs, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.